Hello, my name is Isabel Robertson, and this is my first official episode, I guess, of my life. And I just want to say ahead of time, if you don't like this type of stuff, then you should probably leave. But I am going to be explaining the loss of my stepmother that almost killed herself. And, basically just my life. I'm gonna start with the worst first. And this may take a couple episodes, and I'm sorry, but if you don't want to listen to this, then you don't have to. I'm making this episode because I want people to know what I've been through, and I want them to be able to grow from what I've had, and I want them to learn from my experiences. And I'm currently outside, so if you guys hear any dogs barking, then that's why. So, first, I should probably address the fact that this is a personal matter. So, if I don't directly say something, then it's probably because I would rather not have to tell you. And I'm going to have to probably not use the names of the certain people that were involved. And I am going to cut out, sorry. I'm going to cut out the things that I don't want you guys to hear. And it's very scary having to share your experience. And I've always thought of writing a book about it. Or possibly making a blog, but those have never really gone anywhere. So this is my last resort, and I would really like this to spread at least to a couple people so that they can learn and grow from this. And I just want to say that any of the current events of my life that I am sharing, they are things that I feel comfortable with now. And I feel okay about sharing. And I wouldn't do this if I didn't feel like I could just say something. So I'm going to go ahead and start this off by saying that I was about 5 years old whenever this was happening. And currently I'm 12 years old. So if you also don't want to listen to a 12-year-old girl with the kind of a bratty voice, then just click off. I get it, I get annoying sometimes, just leave. No hate, please. But yeah. So, I was about 5 whenever this started happening. And my parents had talked to us about their divorce, around a month earlier before this happened. And I personally thought that this was okay. I thought that as long as I would still have both parents in my life, that would be fine. But I was very wrong. As they continued to go through the divorcing process, I got kind of skeptical of the fact that my mom even wanted us in her life. She was almost like she didn't want to be around us, and it was kind of scary because I would want to say hi to my mother, and she would actively walk away. Or, like, I would be eating dinner and I would try and share anything. I was 5 back then. I was probably stupid. But I would always try and make conversation, and she would never really respond. And it was almost like she didn't hear me, and that thought scared me because I have witnessed people who couldn't hear me. And I talk a lot, so it's something that I'm not used to, and especially from my mother, it's scary. So, me being me, I probably asked her about it. And I was really upfront about it, and I was like, "Hey, why aren't you talking to me?" And she didn't really mind. And at one point, I felt like she didn't want to get divorced, but that she felt that it was right. So I feel like she was going through a lot emotionally at that time, and I don't blame her for some of the events that happened, but for a lot of them, I do. And don't get me wrong, I loved my mother, and I still currently feel like she is a good person, just not for me. And I would rather her just, stay away from me in my current life. I am doing better now, and I don't like that. I don't like that part of me that I see whenever I talk about her. I don't like the fear that I get whenever I talk about everything that I've been through. And it's just a scary feeling. So she had been ignoring me for about a week or so. And at that point, my dad had already gotten an apartment and was starting to find a roommate, and he hadn't yet moved out. And my mother, at the same time, was, by this time, she had stopped kind of ignoring us, and she had been okay. And like, it wasn't like a hardcore ignoring. Like, she would still acknowledge us and she would still talk to us, but it was on a level that she didn't beforehand. And I get that. It's a very emotional process to go through whenever you're getting divorced. But at the same time, you're ignoring your own kid. Why would you do that? Like, it's not their fault, you know? So, about around that time, like a week after they had addressed that they were getting divorced, as I said, my dad was, had already basically picked out an apartment, and he had gone there and he had looked, and at that point he still hadn't moved in. So my mother and my father were still technically sleeping in the same room, and everything was kind of just like that. And whenever my dad would be gone for the day at his job, my mother didn't have a job, so she would stay home and watch us. And I remember going to this gym that my mother would always, work out at, and then my mother would let us, stay and play in the pool or, be in daycare, whatever we wanted to do. And basically, I remember that she would never go there anymore. And she would only go there to take us to the pool and to meet up with her friend, or what at least I thought was a friend. And basically, one day we asked to go to the pool, and she was like, "Okay, but I'm gonna call my friend to see if he wants to go." And notice that it's a he. And keep that in mind because the events that he currently had us through were fine. I didn't much care about it. I didn't really acknowledge him that much. He didn't bother me. And it was just the way that he. It was the way that he talked, it was the way that he walked that you could tell that something was different about him. And it wasn't like he was like in special ed or anything, or he was uneducated. He felt almost like heavy, like he had like a weight on his shoulders, because he would constantly, be shifty, like he would look around, Everything about him that seemed inviting, but at the same time, after you talked with him for a while, you could definitely tell that something was wrong. I am so sorry about my dog. But basically, he was just a very eerie guy. And I never knew that my mother had this friend. And apparently, they had been friends for a couple years now. And if you see that in my eyes, my parents had been married for about 7 years at that time, because my brother was about a year older than me and he was about 6 or 7 whenever this was happening. And again, I was 5. So obviously, there is an age difference, and you could tell that they had been married for about that long. So I had obviously took in this okay, because I'm a little kid, I couldn't connect the dots, I didn't really care. And as long as everything was fine, like, it didn't bother me. And about like about the third time that we met him at the pool, I started to get like I started to get scared because he was a little more than friendly towards my mother. And I hadn't yet known that she was dating at the time because my dad hadn't started dating and everything was kind of still weird between them. And again, this is very soon to be dating someone right after a divorce. So anyway, I was fine with it, you know, whatever. So after my dad moved out fully, we would spend weekends at my mother's house and then weekdays at my father's house. And everything was fine then. And by this time, my mother had been dating this guy, and I really don't care about anything about him. I will gladly say his name. I don't know his last name, but his name was Mark. And I personally hate him. He is the living reason why I despise my mother. And it's not anything that I feel obligated to go up to him and, you know, do something or, you know, possibly like hurt him. It's just something that I always feel a weight on my shoulders because I am worried that he may be around or something. And currently, they do live in the same state and in the same city that we live in. And it's honestly scary because you don't know if you're going to run into them and if you're going to find them. And he was just a very scary, eerie man, like I said earlier. So basically, whenever my dad moved out, he moved in. And Mark had been about living there for like a couple weeks now. And my mother, so she smoked in the past and she stopped smoking for her health. And I found that very good. And I felt that to be very inspiring because to quit an addiction that you've had for so long, to be able to quit it like that just for your kids. That is inspiring to me. I like that about her. And whenever he got back, he started smoking. And he also started drinking, which my mother had done less often without him there. And she had been doing so great about that until finally he showed up. And he had been there again for a couple weeks, and you know, things, drugs, and everything do things to people that are unexplainable. But what they did to him honestly scared me. Like, scared me to the point of not even wanting to pick up a cigarette. And I know that cigarettes aren't anything that, you know, turns you into something, doesn't make you hallucinate, but it is still something scary that I don't want to start because he's specifically started that. And I have a lot of stress, but I don't feel like using cigarettes would take that out on anything. And I get it, that type of nicotine is, you know, like a stress reliever, but it's not okay to have it in the form of a cigarette, whenever you're doing things to the earth that's wrong, using fumes. And anybody who uses cigarettes, I don't have anything against you. Good for you. If you feel comfortable having a cigarette in your hand, then that is good. But I personally would never do that for my health and everything. And I never want to do that. And he was doing that to my mother, and I would show up to school smelling like cigarettes because of my mother. And nobody wanted to be my friend because of this. And I would always lie and say something else. And this is whenever I got in the habit of lying. And I would lie about my mother because no, I didn't want anybody to know that I had a mother that didn't really care. She didn't care about me in the way that a mother should. She cared about cigarettes and liquor more than me. And it's really depressing having to say that to people who are your friends. So I just lied and said, like, it was because my mother worked somewhere where there was smoking often, or something like that. And by then I had made a couple friends, and I had to switch schools because originally I was in a preschool, so I had just switched to elementary school, and right now I was in first grade. Sorry, not first grade, kindergarten. And I was very, I liked my teacher and everything was fine. And then I started, whenever Mark showed up, I started to lose track of things. Like I would have like an ABC assignment or like a subtraction, assignment, and I wouldn't turn it in, and I would get bad grades. And I was very, and I have to say, I turned my grades around a lot in that year alone because at one point everything stopped and it was fine. But at home, things were terrible. Mark had started using violence to get to my mother and would hit her because she maybe didn't get something at the store, or would hit her because she would tell him not to do something in the house, or would hit her at any point in time just for no reason. And at one point, I remember that my mother at work, by this time she had taken on a job because Mark wasn't working at that point and didn't have enough money for anything. So my mother went out and got a job at a daycare and started working there. And while working there, a coworker had dropped a $100 bill. And obviously, being a good person, she picked it up and she took it to them and she gave it back. And Mark had heard about this and got really angry because apparently we didn't have enough food in the house and that we needed the money for food whenever we had plenty of food. And I had gone to my father that weekend, and I had gone and I had told him about what Mark had done. He had struck her in the face, and in the room away from us, and hit her head so hard that she banged against the doorknob and she got a black eye, actually. And that was very scary to me because just doing that because of not receiving money that wasn't hers, that honestly was terrifying. Like, what would happen if I, like if I had gone outside and like not told them, or if I had walked away from the group for maybe just a minute? Like, imagine that anger would boil up and eventually he would lash it out on me. And luckily, this never actually happened. And it was a terrifying thought that haunted me a lot. And, things happen, but not things that would be able to cause that much trauma to me. And that was something that caused a lot of trauma at that point in time. But basically, that started happening, and we had told my father about the occurrences in which he had hurt her, or whenever he yelled at her for the money because we apparently had no food. And my dad, being a good person, had told my aunt and my uncle. And my aunt and my uncle had always been very close with my mother and didn't know about our struggles, so they decided to go on a grocery run and get all this food for us. And this was about a month after living with Mark, and that was basically the worst month of my life. And if you thought that it couldn't possibly get worse, it definitely did. There would be times in the middle of the night where my mother would shut my door and lock it because he had gone out to go get something and then come back drunk. Hold on.